Welcome back, Diane. I'm Michael. Here's the everyday decision trap. We often spend too much energy on small choices, then rush the choices that actually matter. We compare 10 nearly identical products, hesitate over a routine email, or keep collecting advice, yet make a work, money, or relationship decision without first asking whether we understand the situation clearly. That isn't necessarily carelessness. It reflects how the mind manages limited attention. Psychologists often distinguish between fast, intuitive thinking and slower, more deliberate thinking. Fast thinking is efficient and essential, but it can also rely on assumptions, familiar patterns, and whatever information happens to be most available. Mental models give slower thinking a practical shortcut, not an answer, but a better question. In this course, we'll focus on three models you can carry into ordinary life. The circle of competence helps you separate what you genuinely understand from what you merely recognize. Its practical power is humility. Know where your judgment is strong, where you need help, and where confidence may be outrunning knowledge. First principles thinking helps you dismantle a problem. Instead of accepting that's just how it's done, you identify what must be true, what is only an assumption, and what could be rebuilt from the basics. This is especially useful when inherited rules are making a choice seem more complicated than it is. Occam's razor asks you to prefer the explanation or solution that makes the fewest unnecessary assumptions. It does not mean that the easiest answer is always correct. It means complexity should earn its place. These models work particularly well together. First, check whether the decision sits inside your competence. Next, reduce the problem to its essential facts. Then, compare the remaining options without inventing complications. Call it the no, break, simplify rule. As you listen, choose one real decision, perhaps a purchase, a commitment, a work problem, or a conversation you've been postponing. Keep it in mind and test each model against it. The goal is not perfect certainty. It is to notice blind spots, question assumptions, and make the next sensible move. So, with one genuine decision in view, where does better judgment begin? With knowing more, or with recognizing the limits of what you know?